Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It is a gorgeous day out there. Winter is past, if you don't count the minus three. If you don't count the minus three this morning, winter is long gone, and it is spectacular. You know what? Einstein was right. Einstein, what a bright guy. Al, I called him Al. I mean, we were close. What can I tell you? But Al and I, we had conversations. He would say, Gene, which is good. That's my name. Everything is relative. And he is right. And if you've got some of the relatives, I get. But relative. Because even though it was minus 70 today, wind chill 200 below whatever this morning, next week is going to be warm, so I'm feeling warm already. I'm anticipatory in my warmness.
Well, that sounds like you wet the bed.
Well,
I'm anticipatory in my warmness.
That's so wrong. Yeah. It is just so wrong on like a lot of levels.
Yes.
Speaking of wrong on a lot of levels, Bobby Gunther Walsh.
Hi, buddy.
Good morning, my
Good
friend.
Good morning to you.
And how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Speaking of wetting the bed, and they don't because they're well trained. The animals. We're all about animals today.
Yeah. Center for Animal Health and Welfare Bowl-a-thon down at Jordan Lanes. And still can come on down and bowl. $25. You can bowl and help raise some money for the center. So we're still looking for some bowlers to come on down.
Fantastic.
And you can do that today. We'll be bowling from, well, I'm broadcasting from 9 to noon. We're down there till about 2. And we'll be opening up the doors around 9. And then
next year, we ought to broadcast like from 6 a.m.
We should.
We should. We should take the rescue show down. I'll come down.
Yeah,
we'll do it all. We'll do the whole morning down there.
Oh, my God.
How much fun would that be?
And then maybe I could bowl earlier and get it out of the way so it's not hanging over my head till noon.
Rolling for all the pins at 6:01 a.m.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
No one listening.
Yeah, so great. You could hear a pin drop.
And hopefully they would.
You'd hear more
hopefully
than,
they
you'd
would.
You'd better hear 10 pins drop.
Yeah, you could hear 10 pins drop.
For those of you who don't know, the Bowl-a-thon benefits the Center for Animal Health and Welfare, which is a no-kill shelter. It's over in Williams Township.
Oh,
and,
wonderful people.
1,100 animals rescued last year. Mm. About 500 there right now out of the cold weather, this horrible winter, and some amazing stories. And we're asking you to still come on down, either bowl. You can still pledge my bowling till I'm rolling the ball at 12 noon, one ball for all the marbles.
The word sphincter comes to mind. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
I don't know why.
Let me just tell you, I've rolled 5 strikes over the years, but I haven't had one in about 7, maybe 8 years or more, and the one I have had a gutter ball, and only one. One gutter ball, 5 strikes, but boy, you're always nervous when that first, you know, in the first half a second once you release the ball, whether it's out of your hand. Oh my God! That one time when I knew it was a gutter ball. I wanted to run down the alley after it and kick it towards it. It was just horrible. What a horrible feeling! And I'm rolling the ball. Last year it was for just around $50,000. This year it's about $52,000.
Oh, goodness.
And hopefully we'll raise more money this year than last overall, too. So last year we raised $56,000-some-odd between the people that bowled and the stuff we sold down
there.
We
have a puppy chow.
Lot of baked goods you can buy.
And if you haven't been there, you got to go down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, because it's not just the bowling. And if you've seen Gunther bowl, you can thank your lucky stars. It's not just about the bowling.
That you've survived.
It's something that you'd really like to try
seriously.
To erase from
you
your
know,
memory.
Seriously. It's better to look good than be good is the old expression. I had a tennis instructor who said that. He says, if you got to get your form right, it's better to look good because if you look good, you'll eventually be good. Yeah. He says, rather than just get it over the net down low. He says, I don't care that they're lobs. It's better to look good than be good.
Yeah.
All right, so that at the time I thought was funny, but as I got better in tennis, it made sense. Let me tell you something. When it comes to bowling, I don't look good, and I'm not good. I don't have either going for me. Sometimes bad form you can still make up. Not me.
And when he said look good, he wasn't just like, all right,
he wasn't
never
talking
mind.
Physical no, attributes. I, okay. He was talking about talking about the actual range of motion.
That
and
just
all
that seemed
kind.
Wrong
no,
somehow.
Because, yeah,
that's,
no.
That wouldn't be.
No, that wouldn't
that's
be
harsh.
Me. That's
harsh.
Would be.
But the point I was making before I was so.
Before you rudely interrupted yourself.
Folks, he's only saying that because it's true.
True, that's he did. Exactly he interrupted right. himself.
It's a cool event.
Oh, it's fun.
The atmosphere is fun. Now, and if you like bowling, and it's like great fun. And if you don't like bowling, it's great fun. And they put on stuff you can buy. Oh, the baked goods are like crazy good.
And kudos, first of all, to the Jordan Lanes, because they basically let us take over the whole bowling alley. We take over the whole pool room, because you can down now. They have great billiards down there, but we take it over, and we put all the auction items and the silent auction items and all the stuff you can just buy and the food. It's all in that room, big room. Like 10 pool tables full of stuff, and we sell and make a lot of money there.
So how can people help this morning?
Either come on down and buy some of that stuff, come on down and sponsor me in the bowling.
They have raffles too, don't they?
Yeah, raffles too.
Cool.
Yeah. So the raffles, just outright buy, Chinese auction, silent auction, whatever that you want to call it. They have ones that's just silent. One is a Chinese auction, actually. One you just pick randomly, and the other it's the highest bidder on the silent auction. And then you can just outright buy stuff and a lot of baked goods, or come on down, still pledge me in the bowling, or come on down and bowl. Bring $25 and bowl with us, and we'd love to have you do that. Thank you to the Vinard Dealerships for sponsoring the whole event, and Westgate Jewelers sponsoring my team, and John Gebhardt, you should see the trophy. This is like a 3-foot trophy to the winning team, whether it's me, Craig, Tony,
Dan. Won last year?
Dan's. Dan's won. Craig won the first 2 years. Dan won last year.
Dan's tough.
Yeah,
tough
and
to
he
be
has
good
a bowling
athlete.
Body. He looks
oh
like
my
a bowler.
Gosh.
I mean that in a nice way. He looks like a bowler.
I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to talk about the finger holes. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
I have a 15-pound ball. Wear baggy pants. Nobody will notice.
Oh, that is just so wrong. Oh my gosh, that's
I can't
terrible.
Believe you said that.
You know why sex is better than bowling?
No.
You don't have to change your shoes.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just saying. Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-da-bum-bum.
I'm here all week. Tip your waiters. Actually, I'm not here all week. I'm only here for a couple hours.
Yeah.
You're here all week.
Yeah.
He's here all week. It doesn't sound the same.
No.
All right. Are you about done promoing? Are you coming
no, just
back?
Come on down and help out.
Are you coming back?
Sure. I can come back in.
Yeah, come back
8:30.
In 20 minutes.
Then I'll head down there and we'll call in from there.
And I'm going to come down and put some pressure on you today.
You're dressed nice. You have a meeting after the show.
I have it's just, what a day. Oh, my gosh. Starts at 5:30 in the morning. I should be home tomorrow. That's how
is
long
it
ago.
You know, as a financial, just as curiosity, because I know with Daryl, it's I'm just getting some fuzzers off your suit there.
Thank you.
With Daryl Oaken, you're one of your associates. He's your main tax guy, and Diane is too.
Sure.
So they both do taxes. But is
Janine.
It Janine? And who?
Janine.
Oh, okay. So you got a lot of tax folks over there. But is it busier for you as a financial planner at tax season?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Sure, because you're a client, you're part of our More Than Money family, you're coming in to do your taxes. Often you will also have a question. Oh, hey, while I'm here,
right, so
maybe we can do a review of the portfolio, maybe I can catch up on my 529, maybe I should make an IRA contribution, maybe, the list goes on. So it's pretty, it's fun.
Is it too
it's
late?
Fun.
What's the latest you can do an IRA contribution and like for the last year,
April 15th.
You still could do that.
Oh, sure.
So if you have high taxes and you haven't done any, you could do a nice chunk and save yourself some taxes.
Absolutely. Sure.
That's good to know.
Folks are in the 40% bracket. If you haven't done it and you're looking at it and saying, hey, I'd like to do an IRA for last year. If you're over 50 and married, you can put $13,000 away. Holy cow.
If you're single and over 50?
$6,500. So you're looking at somewhere between a savings of somewhere, if you're, again, top brackets, 40%. Lower brackets, it'll be less, but 40% bracket on 13 grand is something over $5,000 of tax savings.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy
wow.
good. Crazy
yeah,
good.
That is. Yeah, good. Hey, glad I asked.
We'll see you in 15, 20 minutes or whenever you find your way back. Because lately he's been wandering off. We're hopeful that he finds his way back. Speaking of finding your way, John, if you find your way to a couple of tissues for me, that'd be fantastic. That you are very kind indeed. John's always very kind. It's because he comes from a great mom. That's why. That's why. She's fantastic. She hugs me every time we go to the State Theater. State Theater tomorrow, Rhythm of the Dance. Hopefully you'll be there as well. And Sunday afternoon, great way to spend. Irish music is fantastic. Oh, my gosh. If you are just joining us, welcome. The unpaid, who cares? We love the animals. So it's thank you, sir, very, very much. Welcoming Bobby Gunter Walsh to promote today's event. Absolutely my pleasure. Are you kidding me? Jump in, help the animals. Tell the truth. Most days, wouldn't you rather hang out with an animal than a human? I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You know I'm telling you the truth. So we're able to help, and we would love to see you down there. Gunther's right. I will be the only person in the entire place in a suit and tie. and that's okay. I'm actually pretty comfortable in a suit and tie. 50 years into it, I would think I would be. Starting with a... Actually, until I went in the Air Force, a suit and tie was an hour a week. Church. Getting the Sunday go to meeting school, or Sunday go to meeting clothes, and off we went. And then take it off as soon as you possibly can. Yeah, I got to admit, as a kid, several times in the car on the way home, I was naked. That's as soon as you possibly can. We're out of church, we're in the car, I'm naked. That's wrong somehow, but... Hey, we lived in the country. It's not as wrong as it seems on the surface. It was a little awkward for my sister. But anyway, I digress. I digress a lot. If you are just joining us for the very first time, we welcome you to the More Than Money Experience. And that's exactly what it is most Saturday mornings. Gene is flying solo this morning, as Gunther rightfully pointed out. This is absolute, almost exact dead center of tax season for our More Than Money team and at the MTM World Headquarters. Indeed, the lovely and talented Diane heading up that effort. Daryl Oaken doing a yeoman's job. He has to do the yeoman's job because the other tax preparer is Janine. So, I mean, we had two ladies. They can't be the yeoman. They could be the yeoman. All right, that was a lot of work and got me nowhere. And with the support, Gretchen is doing an amazing job this year. So if you're part of our More Than Money family, then you've likely bumped into some or all of those folks already. And, of course, busy time. Indeed, it's wonderful. It's fantastic. We are so blessed that we get to see so many of you at this time of the year. If, again, you are just joining us for the first time, you will find that More Than Money is designed to answer your questions. You are our agenda setters. What you want to know about is what we want to discuss. We don't have a sales agenda. We are not salesmen. I would think by now that's obvious. This guy. I do have this suit. That's right. And I look good in this suit. I'll tell you right now. I look way better than I did a year and a half ago. We're 24 pounds lighter. Hey, only 60 more. No, I'm kidding. 60 more pounds. And no, that's crazy talk. If you are sadly used to some other adventures where people are trying on radio, TV, geez, it goes on and on and on, trying to sell you never-ending amounts of stuff. This is very different. We are here to assist you in any way that we are able. If it's an investment question, fantastic. Income tax question, estate planning, or business of your life question, we are here to serve you. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. You may use our email, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And you can certainly take advantage of our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethan, T-H-A-N, morethanmoneyonline.com. You can listen live on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your workstation. Just hit the Listen Live button, upper right-hand corner. Nice red button, easy to find. And if you'd like to participate, if you have a question, just send it through the Ask Gene button on the lower left. And happy to serve you in any way that we are able. Again, 610-720-7900. What, this week, snow, ice, cold, and then hopefully next week, none of that. So that's nice to look forward to. The markets ended the week on a decidedly downward turn. The Dow lost nearly 300. The S&P lost 30. NASDAQ lost 55. Does anybody want to explain to me why that happened? Go ahead. Third row. The girl in from the right. Just from the right. Go ahead. Yeah, you know what? It would be tempting to say the market dropped because we got bad news. I mean, that seems pretty logical. Anybody else? Right up front. Go ahead. Yeah, that's we got good news. So naturally, the stock market dropped like a rock. That is a head scratcher, especially for a lot of folks who are not particularly follow these kind of things on a regular basis, because it seems counterintuitive. We got very good results on the jobs side of life, 295,000 jobs created in February, estimate, of course, way above the expectation. And as you may have heard me say many times in the past here on our More Than Money Live show, the stock market does not like surprises. Bad or good. And in this case, they expected about 240,000 jobs. They get 295. They said, oh, man, that is too good. The economy is growing too fast. And in anticipation of the Federal Reserve then saying, the economy is growing too fast. You guys were on fire. This is bad. We're going to have to what? Yep, raise rates. And while the stock market and the economy has been moving along, certainly on an upward tilt for a long, long period of time, based on interest rates fundamentally zero, it is now apparently in the cards that interest rates will begin to rise, and that's uncertainty. And the stock market does not like uncertainty. So in many cases, bad news in the stock market is bad news. In many cases, good news in the stock market is bad news, and vice versa, as we used to say. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Happy to serve you this morning. Very interesting question that I'm not 100% qualified to give the answer to, but that's never stopped me before, so why don't we give it a go? Gentleman writes this morning that while oil prices are up, let me give you the right number. I brought it for a reason. Oil prices trading at just under $50 a barrel. $49.61 is where they closed yesterday, which is up off of its low of about 45-ish back in early January. So it's up a bit. Gas prices, on the other hand, are up a lot. They're up a lot. What was the lowest price you paid for a gallon of regular? $2.20, $2.19. This morning when I filled up, and I don't mean I have a drinking problem. It's not what I'm saying. This morning when I filled up at the gas station, $2.59. Yeah, that's a huge gain off of a relatively smaller gain in crude oil. On percentage basis is 4 or 5 times, some people are saying. Bottom line is why? Okay, crude is one piece of the puzzle. Crude is the raw material. It's got to be refined. So there's a cost involved there. So there's a certain additional bump for that. It's got to be transported. It's got to get from wherever it was. Keystone Pipeline, one of the greatest things that President Obama... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Getting from where it is to where it needs to be, which is in the gas station that you patronize. So transportation, distribution has a certain cost, and there's a certain degree of profit. So if the raw cost goes up 10 cents, is there a 10 or 15%, 1 or 2 penny bump for refinement, 1 or 2 penny bump for distribution, 1 or 2 penny bump for profit? Yeah. So maybe we're at 16 cent increase as opposed to a 40 cent increase. It's a head scratcher. Now, is it partially because they can? Sure. And is it partially because it is what the market will bear? I guess. Beyond that, I would be interested in somebody's insight that actually knows, because beyond the same feeling that I'm sure you have, which is we're kind of being, you know, grabbed and throttled a little bit. I would be I'd be in the same boat as you, going, doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com. I'm going to save that for after the break. There is a new Pennsylvania statute, law that is, that governs powers of attorney, and I wanted to just briefly mention that. I am not an attorney. Both my parents, God rest their souls, are proud to say. No offense, Ted. I love Ted. Ted's fantastic. Not an attorney, so I'm certainly not qualified to give you the ins and outs of the subtleties of these issues, but I can give you the 30,000-foot view, and then certainly I would strongly encourage you, if this catches your attention, that you counsel with a qualified estate planning or elder law attorney. Under the old law, a power of attorney, the standard for whether deciding the power of attorney was operating correctly was one. It was often referred to as the prudent man rule. If the power of attorney, the agent in this case is how they're often referenced. The agent is the person holding the power of attorney. If they exercise reasonable caution, reasonable prudence, and they acted in the best interest of the principal, which is the person granting the power of attorney. So if, for example, I'm granting a power of attorney to Ted Hykus, I am the principal, he is the agent. Under the old law, he had to exercise kind of prudence. Under the new law, in addition to exercising prudence, the agent must act in accordance with the principal's reasonable expectations as the agent understands them. Okay, let's see if we can. It's a subtle difference, but it's an important one. So under the old rule, I grant power of attorney to Ted. I am now unable to handle my own affairs. Ted steps in. He must act as a prudent man would, using reasonable caution, reasonable prudence, to act in what he would interpret as my best interest. Under the new statute, the new law, starting January 1st of this year, power of attorney must do all those things, of course, but to the extent that Ted understands my intentions, he must exercise the power of attorney he's been granted to the benefit of my expectations. For example, if I have made it very clear to Ted that my number one priority is my wife and my three daughters, my number one priority is my family. Okay, we'll take that. Wife and three daughters. And I have no interest whatsoever in having any of my assets spent on care. Translation, if I get sick, put me out on the deck and let me pass away. I'm just kind of, now, a lot of folks are going, that's crazy talk. Yeah, okay. But it is the principal, the person granting the power of attorneys, and we're not being that crass, of course, but if the intention, for example, is preserve as much of my estate as humanly possible for my wife and daughters, as opposed to spend every penny you got to make me comfortable. If you've got those kind of items in balance, and the power of attorney, the agent, understands the intention of the person who has handed him or her this power of attorney. It is the intention, the expectation of the principal that now governs. It's a subtle difference. It's an important difference. 610-720-7900. How much time there, sir?
2.5.
Okay, very good. Two questions have arisen in this past week that are extremely important that I'm going to go into detail on in the next half-hour segment. The first is getting your ducks in line to retire. Now, a lot of folks, we've talked on air lots and lots and lots about, hey, when do we take Social Security? Hey, how do we invest money in retirement? Hey, how do we get cash flow? Hey, how do we pay our bills? Hey, starts with hey. We are all farmers. It starts with hey. This is a slightly different question, and it came from a gentleman who I think is very, very wise. Says, wait a second. I'm about 3 years away. I'm guessing there are things I should be doing now that would make my retirement much healthier, happier, fun, give me a higher probability of having a great retirement if I start earlier rather than I'm retiring, you know, like in May. And what should I do in the next month or two? That's a fantastic question. Kind of, you know, what's your 3 year track? What's your glide path? Harrison Ford, sorry. What's your glide path getting into retirement? And secondly, is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. As you're getting towards your personal end of your retirement, it may be because of advancing age, it may be because of declining health. If you are married and you're the person who has been taking charge of the financial aspects of your marriage for all these years, how do you transition knowing that the spouse that you love very much will soon be in charge? These are two of the most important questions that I've bumped into in a long time, and two questions that we're going to answer in detail as we go into the 8:30 hour. Couple things you need to know. That's the voice of an angel, Natalie Merchant, telling you that we're at the half-hour break, 90 minutes left in this edition of More Than Money. Number two, you've got to get down to the bowling lanes today, Jordan Lanes, and see Bobby Gunther Walsh in his amazing bowling skills as we raise money for the Center for Animal Health and Welfare and have tons of fun and eat lots of food that you shouldn't be eating and all that kind of good stuff. Have a great time. And so much more. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We'll take all of your questions after this on More Than Money. Welcome back to the Home of Explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. We're going to talk to Bobby Gunther Walsh here momentarily. 610-720-7900 lets you call in. John, we're going to take that call in a moment. We're not going to take it right away. But if you wish to call in, 610, get in the queue, as they say. They say that in England a lot. I have no idea what that means.
I have no idea.
I hope it's not rude.
Jesus,
wow.
Wrong.
Well,
it sounds harsh.
It does. Well,
why
it does.
Did he say that?
Well, you know, hey, in a moment you're going to talk about going down in public and grabbing your balls. So I'm just saying, things are not always what they appear.
Right, exactly.
That's just
could
what
be
I'm
out of context.
Could
totally
be out of context. Exactly,
sure,
right.
Exactly.
I don't even wear contacts, but please, my eyesight's fantastic.
Exactly.
Bottom line. We'll talk to Gunther here in a moment. If you wish to join us, though, 610-720-7900. Emails. Ooh, nice. Gene@askmtm.com or morethanmoneyonline.com. But at the moment, we want to talk about puppies and kittens.
And helping the Center for Animal Health and Welfare, No Kill Shelter. Another shelter that maybe a dozen years ago or 10 years ago, transitioned to be a no kill shelter. Because of that, by the way, they were quickly punished. And you know, seriously, and people didn't want to, the SPCA didn't believe in that, and so they ended up ending that. And then, of course, organization, other places, federal funding that don't want them to run it the way they are. So they've decided to.
You can't make that up.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So.
By the way, it's our policy. Kill as many of those animals as we possibly can.
We don't want to care for that. So it would be
that's
much easier.
We
want you to take them in and kill them because it's less cost of, it's more cost effective.
Keep the nice, cute ones,
meanwhile,
though.
Someone who's murdered someone, we're going to keep them alive forever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
my apologies.
I digress.
Yes. Today is a fun event.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be.
We're helping this no-kill shelter. They get no government funding anymore. None. No federal, no state, no local. Nearly $1 million budget. And the vast majority of it goes to the care of the animals. They do, again, like the others, have some paid staff. But most of the money and all the money from this goes to animal care. And I'm rolling the ball on 12 noon, actually, for over 50. I know it's somewhere. We don't have a top. We had calls yesterday. I don't have those numbers from yesterday afternoon. So it's around $52,000, which is $2,000 more than last year if I get a strike. Thank goodness most people do flat pledges regardless. Nonetheless, it is pressure, and it's embarrassing with everybody watching you when you are not good at something.
No, it's not that big a deal. There's only 500 to 1,000 people watching. It's not a big deal.
And puppies depending on it. Yeah. This movie, this Disney movie with the puppy has a happy ending if you get a strike.
Uncle Gunther, I'm really hungry.
Yeah. So you can still come on down to Jordan Lane's and pledge my bowling yet. Mm-hmm. Flat pledge, per pin pledge.
Please.
I'll be down there from 9 to noon broadcasting, and then we're down there with the teams bowling from 10 to 2, I believe it is. So you can come down and still bowl and get your own team together, $25 a person, or buy any of the baked goods or participate in the silent auction or the live auction, just outright buy different animal-related items. Lots of items. Take over the whole pool room down at Jordan Lane's.
$25 to bowl per person.
Yeah.
$100 if you want to shake Bobby Gunther Walsh's hand.
$200 if you don't want to.
Dan Holzman's going to be there.
Yes. Craig will be there.
Craig will be there.
Tony Iannelli will be there.
Tony Iannelli.
There's another bowling body. Boy. Actually, Craig, Dan, and no wonder they always win. They've got bowling bodies. They're built low. They've got that, you know, that the wider stance.
All right,
wider
helping,
is better.
They're helping you raise funds. So now's not the time to be poking
fingers in their eyes. Thank you for pointing that out.
Wait until later.
Yes, really. After.
Wait until the checks have cleared.
Yeah, exactly.
And then go, wow, look at you. You're round.
See, that's why he's a financial advisor. That kind of advice, genius.
I'm Gene. It should be genius. That's the way it works. Good luck.
Jordan
I will
Lanes
be there.
Is right down below. It's right here in MacArthur.
It's
Jordan Parkway.
Easy
right
to
below.
Find. Fantastic people. It's a fun event. It's for puppies and kittens. You can't go wrong with that. You got Gunther. You got Dan Holzman. You got Tony Iannelli. You got Gene Dickinson. Craig Stevens. I'm coming down to say hi and annoy the crap out of people for as long as I can.
Yeah.
But as you can see, this is not how I usually dress on Saturday mornings. And Gunther knows very well.
But he's dressed in a suit. And got client meetings and everything, looking sharp.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Red, white,
good.
And blue.
Nice touch.
Come on, it's America.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for the extra mentions here, and come on down and help out.
You know what would be would be fun? Is dead silence on radio is a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
All right, then we're not going to do it. I'll check with you later, and you'll tell me whether my judgment was correct or not.
What do you mean?
There was something I was going to share with you on air, but...
Oh.
But I'm thinking it's one of those, it's 50-50.
Okay, gotcha.
It's 50, so I'll share it with you down at Jordan Lane's, and if it was a thumbs up, you can use it.
Next year you should get a team together.
Really?
And we should do something, instead of just bowling for the trophy, we should do some sort of wager just to raise some more money.
I'm all about wagering.
Yeah, we should figure that out.
I'm a big gambler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diane was.
Well, hey, win some, lose some.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going, God bless her. She's a gambler, just not a winner. Actually, she is a winner. Watch yourself.
Yes.
That's my wife I'm talking about. Good luck today.
Yeah,
I'll see you down there in a couple hours. Thanks.
Yep.
610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ray. Ray, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding on and being patient.
Hey, thanks, Gene. I really love your show. I'll tell you, I listen to you when I can on Saturday mornings, and I'll tell you what, you know how to grab somebody's attention. I'll tell you, it's like you got me by the throat.
You're very kind. You're very misguided, but you're very kind. Thank you, sir. How may we serve you this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, you know what I was thinking? I talked about it with the wife and my 401k. I'm thinking I'll be 59 and a half next month, okay?
Yep.
I'm thinking of taking it all out and putting it in a savings or some type of a private account, which will draw a little interest, but will be more safe. Because I just got that feeling maybe the bubble might burst again,
okay.
You know, like it did in 2008.
I got you. Right. Now, a couple things. You don't have to take it out of your 401k in order to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
I see.
Yeah, inside your 401k, almost guaranteed you will find either a money market account or a stable value fund or an ultra short-term bond fund, something that has no exposure to the stock market but is extremely stable, meaning it does not drop and may give you a little bit of return. The stable value funds are going to be a little better than the short-term bond funds, which will be a little better than the money markets. But that's not the reason you're doing this. You're doing this for protection. And in almost every case, you can do that inside your 401k. Now, there's a corollary to that, though. If you are interested in, hey, I'm not just interested in the protection, I want to earn a little something, there are often investments available that are not on your list in your 401k. They might be available through an outside firm or an outside investment platform, in which case you might consider going rolling the money from your 401k into an IRA and then exploring some of those guaranteed programs where instead of earning 0 or 0.25%, you might have a reasonable expectation of earning 2% or 3%, even maybe a bit more, with the same kind of guarantee. So a couple things.
It really does. But I'll tell you, your opinion, do you think it could pop again like it did in 2008?
Of course.
That's my biggest fear, I'm telling you.
Now, I don't expect it to, but can it happen? The answer is of course. And anyone who tells you differently is selling you something. They're trying to sell you something.
Wow.
So no question about it. If you get the opportunity to sit with a financial advisor, spend an hour, kind of try on a couple of the ideas that might be available out there, see what fits you and your circumstance best. Pick what's best for you.
Sounds good, Gene. Hey, listen, your opinion. What about crude oil? You think our gas is going to keep going back up to where it was?
Oh, back up to where it was. I don't expect that, but do I certainly think that crude's going to continue to rise? I do. The folks that we counsel with that give us some guidance think that by year end we might be at $60, $65 a barrel, which is a pretty significant increase. But remember, last June crude was 107.
I do remember that, buddy.
So we've got some breathing room there. Ray, anyway. I appreciate your call so very much.
Thank you so much, Gene. And after my umpiring clinic, I'm going to go down and see Bobby Gunther Walsh.
I will likely see you down there, sir.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Email question, very interesting one. Similar to one that we saw in a very different venue, but I'll give you the outline. Young lady is considering a buyout package. She's 61 years old. Let me make sure I'm giving this to you correctly. The company's giving her a very generous buyout package indeed. Her concern is she better off waiting 4 or 5 years to retire, or is she better taking this perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get a rather substantial bump in her retirement accounts? And what's best financially? Well, you know what? The name of the show is More Than Money. And in our opinion, there are lots of issues that are far more non-financial than they are financial. This may be one of them. In the discussions back that we've seen. Her number one priority is would love to spend more time with the grandkids. I think we've found the answer to our question. Financially, is it better to take an early retirement package at 61 or wait 5 years and retire at quote-unquote normal retirement age? There are probabilities, plus or minus, pros and cons of both directions, both alternatives. And you will know that you have picked exactly the right financial direction the day you die. That's it. That's the only time. That's the only point that you're actually going to know, because I get it. If you take it today and you live to be 150, you're going to go, oh, if I waited 5 more years, I still would have been retired for 50 years and I would have had a lot more money. Okay. Or if you you wait till 66 and the good Lord calls you home at 65 years old, 11 months and 14 days. Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a, you couldn't have waited? Come on. You want to explain this to me? I lost a lot of money because of you, fella. Bottom line is that there's absolutely no way to know which is going to be precisely correct financially until after the fact. However, if indeed her number one priority is spending time with the grandchildren, I think we've answered our own question. I think she's answered her own question. Because to be perfectly blunt, the additional income, if there is any, can't begin to make up for an additional 5 years with her grandchildren. I have pretty strong feelings about that. Family's got to come first, and she agrees. She agrees. Very simple. So that answer, as far as she's concerned, much easier than it might first appear. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, or morethanmoneyonline.com. I am remiss if I don't remind you that on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, you'll find a number of things, our radio archives. So if you missed the first half of this hour, you can review, revisit. You can actually listen perhaps for the first time to the podcast as it's posted every Monday right around noon. John kind enough to do all the technical work over here that sends us the show. Joanne kind enough in our office. Well, I employ her, so I tell her. I mean, it's not kindness. Joanne, you better darn well do it. I'm telling you right now. She posts it on our website, and you get to listen. In addition to our website archives, our radio archives on our website, we have, over the last year or so, developed tremendous traction on our blog. And while I still think blog sounds like something that I should have lanced, it's on the side of my knee. Doc, I got this blog right here. He says, well, we'll cut that right out of there, buddy. You're out. It is an absolute opportunity for me to be, I think, more valuable to our More Than Money family than we've ever been before. Now, we just issued our March newsletter. Most of you, if not all of you, have already received it. You can get it by hard copy. You can get it by email. That's obviously email's quicker. If you get it by hard copy and you haven't received it, you should have it by Labor Day. Not a worry. You should absolutely have it by, Thanksgiving or Christmas, because not a problem. But bottom line is, however you get it, I think this month's newsletter is one of the best I've ever read. I really do. That's just me. However, on our blogs, it is always an idea that you can implement almost immediately if it fits. And, of course, it always depends. Hello, Kimberly Clark. You should be calling me. There's an endorsement dealer. It depends on whether it fits or not. But if it fits, we've had ideas that are literally worth $1 million or more. We've had ideas that are worth $25. I one of my blogs was, should you spend $25 on the Tony Robbins book Money? The answer is no. So there, I saved you $25. In general, however, check out our blogs. 610-720-7900. One of the more sensitive issues that we face on a regular basis is for family scenarios where one spouse has been the primary financial manager. Let's use that as a descriptor. One spouse used to always be the husband. Now it's not. Often husband, often wife. It's part of the 21st century. It's fantastic. Quite often women's far brighter about all this than guys. They're the shock, right? Bottom line is, if you are at a point in your life where either your mortality has caught your eye or your health is not as good as you would like, and you could see a time occurring where if you're not in the picture and you're the financial manager, that your spouse is going to be left in some pretty uncertain circumstances. Is it wise to seek a financial advisor now or wait until you're passing and let your spouse, in essence, flounder? I think the way I have phrased the question tells you what I think. I had a brief conversation with a wonderful couple this week. Just wonderful. I only met them for a few minutes, but I really enjoyed my time with them. Both so bright. He's got that dry sense of humor that you, about every third sentence you go, oh, man, that's funny. He's got great humor. She's just lovely. She's just a breath of fresh air. But the concern is, hey, I've been doing this. I'm the financial manager. I don't know if I can give up this control. If you're working with a lot of financial advisors, I get it. You're absolutely right. A lot of them absolutely demand that you give up control. Intelligent financial advisors, you can read into that if you wish, more than money financial advisors, not only don't want you to give up control, they want you to be an important part of the entire team effort to get you the best results that are possible. Will you ever know as much about the financial arena as we do? Never, ever. It's not possible. Will we ever know as much about your family as you do and your goals and your intentions and your concerns? The answer is no. There's no way. Can we be compassionate and understanding and insightful? Sure. Will we ever know as much as you do? Never. Now, if you put those two pieces of knowledge together, your knowledge of your goals, your objectives, your family, your concerns, and our knowledge of the financial options, now we get a team. And secondarily, but just as important, we have a team that your spouse can get comfortable with, can become knowledgeable of, can be educated by, can be an active participant before it's required, so that when it is required, the pressure is a bit less. Is it ever going to be easy? No. But can we make this transition far more humane, far more human, far more accommodating, far more create far more peace of mind during this process, during this transition? Sure. Sure. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talked to Mike. Mike, good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. How may we serve you?
My question, at 59 and a half, can I liquidate or withdraw all my IRAs, all in one lump sum?
Sure.
Okay. The reason being, I have a couple commercial properties with considerable mortgage on them, okay? And I also have businesses on them that I've had for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking down the road here, and I have about 13 years left on the term of this mortgage. And I pay considerable interest on this mortgage. So my scenario is, well, 10 more years, if things stay as they are, obviously I would pay down my mortgage, but it would still be considerable.
Mm-hmm.
We've got $350,000 left on these mortgages, on these commercial properties with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That if I liquidate, I don't know if that's the right word.
Right.
If I sell all my IRAs, withdraw, and pay off those mortgages, that mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically what I'm thinking is that the payment that I'm making on that mortgage would come back to me I wouldn't have that mortgage.
Oh, I understand exactly.
You understand?
I do. No, you're phrasing it perfectly well. I'm going to feed it back to you. You tell me if I've got it right. You've got an IRA or IRA's multiple with X number of dollars, a pretty substantial sum of dollars. And outside the IRA, you've got real estate and businesses that have certain level of debt, a certain pretty significant amount of debt. Right. And your question is, now that you're 59 and a half and you can take all that money out of the IRA without penalty, is it a good idea to take that money out and pay either down or off those mortgages? Do I have it correct? Good.
Correct.
Now, the answer is it's unlikely that it will be a good idea for you to take all of that money out of the IRA in one block to pay off the mortgages, and here's why. The block of money that's coming out of the IRA is not penalized, but it is income taxable. So if it's any substantial amount of money at all, I'm picking the number out of thin air, $300,000.
Right.
That will go on top of your ordinary income, your taxable income that you currently have, and will undoubtedly push you into a 40% income tax bracket, which means if you take $300,000 out, you will pay roughly $120,000 in income taxes, and now you don't have $300,000 to pay down mortgages, you have $180,000. That seems to me to be pretty counterproductive. What I would suggest is a better idea for you to at least consider is this. Now that you're 59 and a half and there's no penalty, withdraw enough money on a monthly basis from your IRAs that it covers the mortgage payments. The mortgage payments are in most cases tax deductible. The dollars that you're pulling out of the IRA are for the most part taxable. And if we do this in a good strategic, intelligent way, the vast majority of the money then coming out of the IRA will be offset by the deduction on the mortgage interest, and you end up paying basically no income tax on getting money out of your IRA. So over time, you will be paying down these mortgages just as you wish, but instead of paying 50, 75, 100, 120,000 in income taxes in a block, you may end up over time paying very little income taxes and still getting to the same spot, which is that you have little or no mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds much better. I mean, that is maybe you should teach my accountant. he didn't have that same answer. But what if the IRAs were Roth IRAs?
If the IRAs are Roth IRAs, the income that's coming out under most circumstances, they've got to be alive for 5 years, under most circumstances are tax-free. But if they are Roth IRAs, I have a whole different set of reasons why I don't want you to do this.
Okay.
So it is a...
I mean, I like your first scenario, withdrawing up out of your IRAs on a monthly basis, pay the mortgage. And obviously, I'm getting deductions for the interest on those mortgages.
Yep.
Would they offer? Yeah, because I would not want to pay 40%, right?
Ouch. Oh, my God.
My kids would shoot me. Thanks, Dad.
Actually, I would hunt you down myself, Mike. I wouldn't shoot you, but I would yell at you really loud. Mike,
okay,
I've got to go.
I appreciate your time.
Mike, I appreciate the call.
Thank you very
Fantastic.
Much. Okay.
It is top of the hour. That means Fox Network News. It also means you are still 1 hour full of opportunity to have your questions asked and answered. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com or MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Listen live and ask Gene right on our own website. Happy to do all that. 30 seconds or so, sir. That tells me that we got to step aside. If you can get down to the Jordan Lanes today, I'll be down there a little bit later this morning encouraging or harassing Gunther, whichever comes first. And happy to see you there. Be back with us after this on More Than Money.